Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Nerds Unite podcast, episode 1. Now, in this episode, I want to focus mainly on the Epic Games Store controversy, everything going down with that kind of stuff. So, to start out with, let's look at some, a few examples of things that have gone wrong with the, well, not necessarily gone wrong, but have happened in the Epic Games Store. So, I want to talk about some of these games that are exclusive currently and the differences between them and why you can, well, I believe you should be upset. Some of these other ones, I think are completely okay being exclusive, and it's an okay thing. So let's talk about how the Division 2 was handled. The Division 2 never went officially on Steam, and it wasn't said to be coming to the Steam store. They announced it would be coming to the Epic Games Store for PC, and nothing than that. They never announced a Steam release or advertised a Steam release or anything such as that. Metro Exodus, on the other hand, is a game that was originally on Steam. You could pre-order it on Steam, you could buy the game on Steam, and then they pulled it from the store to be an exclusive on Epic Games. Then we have The Outer Lands, which is advertised as being on Steam, then announced as Epic Games exclusive. So, the whole issue with this is, obviously, Exodus, people buy the game on Steam. They want to play the game on Steam. Steam is where they have most, if not all, their PC games. They want to be able to play it on Steam. They don't want other launchers to be bogging down their machine. They just want all their games on Steam. It's easy and accessible. What makes it worse for Exodus is that it originally was on Steam, and you could buy it on Steam. And then they announced that it was going to be Epic Games exclusive, so people who pre-ordered it on Steam, you can't even play it on Steam. You have to go play it on the Epic Games Store, which, really, guys? If you're, I don't know what's going on as everyone, whether they were in the process of talking to Epic or what, but if they were in the process, they should never have put it on Steam in the first place until they found out or figured out what they wanted to be doing with it. You know, putting it on Steam and then having it move over to Epic Games only and not being on Steam anymore, not only is it stupid and dumb and rude to your customers, but there are people who boycotted Metro Exodus, and I can see why. Definitely see why. Then the other game, Outer Lands, if you go watch some of the old trailers for it, it was actually advertised to be coming to Steam. And then all of a sudden, they announced Epic Games exclusivity. This is, I guess you could be mad or not be mad, depending on your outlook. I personally will not be buying Outer Lands when it comes out. I will buy it on Steam if it comes to Steam at all. I just think they should never have advertised it. Same issue with Metro. They never should have advertised it if they knew there was a possibility of being solely on Epic Games. So some other things about the Epic Games Store I want to talk about. The launcher, right? There's a list out there, I believe, published by PC Gamer. There's a launcher, or the launcher, isn't close to as complete as Steam, you know. I believe there's friend lists, I'm unsure, but I do believe there's friend lists, and you can play games. That's about it. If you don't like the game, you can't get a refund. You can't leave a review saying how bad the game is. There's no, like, marketplace, no community workshop, no inventory, no achievements. All these awesome things that come with Steam that we like Steam for isn't on the Epic Games Launcher. Epic Games Launcher isn't, in my opinion, isn't close to being a competitor for Steam, honestly. But for some reason, Epic Games, you know, they want to be in the PC gaming market if they actually want to succeed and not make people mad, you know. They gotta be smarter with how they do. And they gotta up their launcher. They gotta make it better. But then, on the other hand, Steam, you know, you guys gotta treat your developers better. Not really developers, but the game makers better, you know? The reason people went to Epic is because there was a much better revenue cut, you know? And even when you guys announced there will be a greater revenue cut, for someone who's making an indie game, maybe they're not even gonna get to that number, my bad, that number of projected sales that you say, oh, you can get more money now that you have sold blank copies. So Steam, you need to start treating your customers better, and maybe people won't be going over to Epic Games exclusively, and they'll stay with you, you know? It could be a battle for the few months or years, or it could be an ongoing thing. We really can't tell. This is very early on in the Epic Games Store kind of exclusivity things, so we can't really tell. Obviously, I'll be watching and reporting what's going on with it, because it's a lot. It's a lot to be talking about. So my last point I want to make in this podcast episode is the whole exclusivity part of the Epic Games Store. That exclusivity, you know, we're used to it. Microsoft has all their games, PS4 has their games, Nintendo has their first party exclusives. Now, I can see a point where a game, like, they made the console, and then they're gonna personally make games for it. Yeah, cool, you can do that. But outsourcing and getting a company, hey, we want you to make this game just for us. Or, you know this game you're making? Yeah, only sell it to us for the first 12 months of its launch. That's bad for the industry. Now, is it bad for the company selling it? No, I'm sure it's not. Is it bad for the game developers? The game company? No, I'm sure they get paid for... I'm sure there's some contracts made up and they get paid for being exclusive. But it's bad for the industry when a game gets bought out by a company to be exclusive on their console, because then other people... I'm not coming at this from a business point of view. I'm coming at this from a, I guess you'd say, creative, artsy point of view, where I believe everyone should be able to play every game. You know, this is bad for consumers, is what I'm talking about. This is bad for the consuming industry, I guess you could say. This is bad for us gamers, because there are games on other consoles we want to play, and we can't, just because... the console makers, company, whatever, decided to be like, oh, pluck this over here, lock it in a cage. Us only. This belongs to us. You can't touch it. You can't touch it. You can't touch it. And I know the idea behind it is to get people to buy your console so they can play the game, but it's bad for consumers, and eventually consumers, I believe, will get sick of it. There will be boycotts like we've seen with Exodus and Outer Lands already, and I don't know, man. I just don't like how this is all going down with the Epic Games Launcher. they keep going the pace they're going, people won't buy games from them. And that's the end of it. That's the end of the story. They won't buy games from them. But yeah, guys, that's all I had to say for this episode. Podcasts aren't normally going to be long. Not necessarily this short, but not always this long. But not necessarily long, unless I have other people to talk to. You know, I'm doing this by myself currently. I would love to get other people to talk to. Then we can get conversations started. We can have nice, long, meaty episodes to really get you guys to think. But for right now, it's just me. So, you know, I'm going to have to ask you guys something. Go on Twitter, Nerds Unite Podcast. Twitter handles Nerds Unite, at Nerds Unite. Hit me up with some questions you have, maybe some opinions. I will address it in the next episode before we talk about our topic for the episode. I would love to hear what you guys think about the Epic Games Store and their exclusivity and how Steam as a company is dealing with games on their platform and such. So thank you guys so much for watching this episode of Nerds Unite. And I'll talk to you soon.